Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Some of the characteristics indications that we have strength of mind is that we're able to stay peaceful and positive in the face of adversity. So that's an indication of having quite a strong mind and a resilient mind, is this capacity for our mind to remain stable and positive in the face of adversity. And this is something we need, because every day we experience adversities, from stubbing our toe on the corner of the bedpost in the morning to running out of milk, maybe, or our house is burnt down, perhaps due to some electrical fault, or finding that we have some kind of sickness. So adversity is part of the package of life. But adversity from its own side doesn't have to make us unhappy. It's all to do with the mindset that we carry into adversity. So we definitely need a capacity and a strength of mind that can remain positive in the face of adversity. And this is not something we either have or we don't have. You know, Buddha explained we can increase the capacity and the strength of our mind to bear adversity with courage, with confidence, with peace. So we're looking at two things today, and one is a tendency of mind that can weaken our capacity to stay positive in the face of adversity. Okay, so identifying one tendency that weakens our capacity, and then trying to replace this with a positive tendency of mind. After the class, we have time for questions and discussion downstairs. So if any questions come up during the class, which I'm sure they may, if it's your first time hearing these teachings, please always feel welcome to remain, hang out, and ask any questions over tea. All questions can be answered over tea. That's a British saying, cup of tea. Right. So first of all then, like a tendency that can weaken our capacity to stay positive in the face of adversity. And this is a strong tendency when we feel unhappy to blame one of two things for our feelings of unhappiness. Okay, we blame one of two things normally for our unhappiness. So we can blame other people for our unhappiness, and we can even blame ourselves for our unhappiness. So we blame others when, you know, we feel that they are responsible for how we feel on the inside. For example, if a friend or our partner undermines us in some way, you know, we may be upset and sort of believe that they are responsible for how we feel. So we project onto them as having this capacity to change how we feel, to control how we feel. And that is a position of weakness. You know, if you think that, you've actually moved yourself into a position of weakness and disempowerment, because the only way you can regain your positive feelings is for that external thing to change what they're doing or what they've done. And if they don't want to change, or we can't get them to change, then we're stuck with how we feel. So that tendency to project onto others the capacity to control how we feel is, it makes us feel weak and disempowered. Okay. So also, we can have a tendency to blame ourselves for our unhappiness. If you're feeling anxious or stressed or maybe depressed, then we can blame ourselves for being unhappy. So you have quite a disparaging mindset towards yourself, like maybe self-hatred. In Buddhism, we recognize we can have anger towards external objects, but we can also have anger turned in and directed at ourselves. Okay, so both these ways of responding, I think, move us into a position of weakness. When you blame yourself, you feel weak, and when we blame others, we feel weak, disempowered. But then the question comes, well, if we don't blame others and we don't blame ourselves, who is there to blame for unhappiness? I was talking to this with my sister, who I was visiting at the weekend, and she said, we shouldn't blame anything. I asked her that question. If we don't blame others and we don't blame ourselves for unhappiness, you know, who or what should we blame? And she said, we shouldn't blame nothing. There's nothing. And I said, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I think we have to blame something. It's just what we blame, okay? Because if we can't identify the causes of our unhappiness, how can we solve our unhappiness? Okay, so blaming is not the problem, it's what we blame. So we don't want to stop blaming, we just want to change what we're blaming. Because if we blame nothing, then how can we ever control our feelings, right? So to move from a position of weakness to a position of strength and empowerment, we need to identify what we should blame for our feelings of unhappiness. And the answer to this comes clearer when we look a little bit more at the nature of unhappiness and see that unhappiness is actually, it's a type of feeling that we experience in our mind. So if I say to you, how are you today? Okay, how are you today? I go, each of you individually, how are you today? Then the first thing you'll do is, it happens quite quickly, you'll observe how you feel, right? You think, okay, you can do it very quickly. How do I feel? And if there's feelings of worry or anxiety, or you're feeling down, they're feelings of the mind, then you may reply to me, I feel unhappy, you know, I feel stressed. But you've come to that conclusion due to the presence of feelings in your mind. But if you were to scan your mind, I said, how are you? And you scan your mind and there's no unpleasant feelings in there, maybe you feel quite peaceful and happy, you would reply, I'm happy. You know, so we respond depending upon what feelings are present within our mind that particular time. And that answer can be different, can't it, at different points during the day, depending upon when people catch us. Maybe when you first wake up in the morning and someone says, how are you? You go, oh, leave me alone. Yeah. Okay, so unhappiness is, it's the nature of feelings. And therefore, unpleasant feelings, the main cause must lie within the mind itself. The mind is the main producer of the feelings that we experience. And actually, the more we investigate, we see the external world, the most the external world can do is trigger the potentials within us to experience unpleasant feelings. But the external world will never, ever be the producer of our feelings. That makes sense. I can't be the producer of your feelings. Only your mind can do that. But I may trigger certain feelings depending upon what I say or what I do. But ultimately, it lies with you, the creation of feelings in the mind, which is more empowering, isn't it? Because it's coming back to you now. Your mind is determining how you feel. So then the question comes up, what is it within my mind that creates unpleasant feelings? If they come from my mind, what creates them? Because if we can identify what creates them and then blame that for our unhappiness, then we're on track, yeah, to solving our daily problems. So in the book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, Geshe Kelsang Gyatso, he says, all our problems, our unpleasant feelings, come from our delusions of attachment and self-grasping. And therefore, these delusions are the main causes of our problems. We have strong attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes. And for this aim, we work very hard throughout our life, experiencing many difficulties and problems. When our wishes are not fulfilled, we experience unhappiness and depression, which often causes us to become angry, creating more problems for both ourselves and others. We can understand this clearly through our own experience. When we lose our friends, job, status or reputation, and so forth, we experience pain and many difficulties. This is because of our strong attachment to these things. If we did not have such attachment, there'd be no basis for experiencing suffering and problems at their loss. Okay, so Geshe Kelsang Gyatso is giving attachment as an example, and the relationship between attachment and the development of unpleasant feelings in the mind. Okay, and he said we can see this clearly through our own experience, right? So if you're in traffic and there's four lanes and it's quite busy, okay, is a question for you. Which lane is most important to be moving? Okay, which lane do you feel is the most important to have the traffic shifting and moving along? Which lane is going to make you happiest? Come on, if you're honest, which lane will make you most happiest? I think we all know the answer to that. If my lane moves, everything is good. You know, the world is nice. The world is good. But if my lane is not moving and everyone else's lane is moving, then we're like, why the heck am I in this lane? Yeah, I wish I hadn't chosen this lane. So, you know, what is the cause of our unhappiness? Is the cause of our unhappiness that we're in the lane that we're in? That's not causing everyone unhappiness, is it? You know, the people in the other lanes are looking at us thinking, I'm glad I'm not in that lane. Yeah, that they don't have a problem with our slow lane. They chose the right lane, whichever one that is. So really, we may blame my happiness as being created by being in the wrong lane, But that's not actually true, because it would mean that you can only be unhappy for as long as you remain in the lane that you're in. This is sometimes what we think, I've got to move out of this lane. But in truth, actually, in truth, it's because we're putting a lot of importance on our journey. You know, my journey is pretty important here. My wishes are important here, most important here. We could even go as paramount importance. If other people's lanes, if other people are in the slow lane and I chose the fast lane, I'm not depressed about that. You know, I'm thinking, I'm glad I'm not in that lane. So what's pumping out unpleasant feelings in the mind is actually not the external situation, but there's some attachment in our mind to the fulfillment of our own wishes. So we can see these things playing out in daily life, our attachment, how it creates anxiety, some fear in the mind.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.